Okay, good morning. My computer is very slow in booting, so okay. So I usually talking about computer-generated hologram or fringe printer or video display, but today I would talk something different. It's for the we develop a software for education of hologram. So title is here, and I'm Hiroshi Yoshikawa from Nihon University, Japan. And here is the motivation of our research. So learning with real optical component is the best way, of course. But for the holography, there are so many special and expensive components. So for the beginner, it is hard. Very slow. Yeah, so for the beginner, it is difficult to use the real component, but just reading textbook is not enough. And the self-study in lab is hard, so beginner need someone teaching about hologram. So we are developing a learning tool for optical setup for beginners, so the beginner can study by himself, by him or herself. And this shows the conceptual idea of the research. So as you know that we use augmented reality technology. So all we need is the computer and camera. And in our case, we use some marker. So each marker has some symbol, in this case, a letter. And so the program distinguish so which marker is designed for some component. And so first taking video and put marker, so the computer distinguish so which component it should be. So the computer graphics object is superposed on the image. So here is the actual view of the learning. So the learner is aligning a component, and on computer screen, there is a laser, mirrors, and other component. And the very good thing with this tool is you can see light beam. Okay, so without smoke or, say, dry ice. So it's very useful and easy to understand the role of components. So this shows how it works. So first, so we put the markers, then the software find the positions of each markers. In this case, laser and polarizing beam splitter and spatial light filter. Then radiate laser light and draw light pattern, a light path. And so first calculating light path from laser and simulating correct light propagation. And we have implemented some visual effect on components. So the one category is changing path with polarization beam splitter, mirrors, and objective lens as a spatial filter and collimating lens. And we also have another category of the components, which changing power or measuring power with half-wave plate and polarizers. Actually, half-wave plate works with a polarizing beam splitter to change the beam ratio. And we also implemented the power meter to measure the intensity of light. And after arranging a setup, then software judge the setup is correct or not. And we have implemented for judgment for Denishuk and Fresnel, and also transfer hologram. And here shows the how we can manipulate light. So on the top right, so the we can split light with polarizing beam splitter. And of course, you can change the light direction with the mirror. And you can diverge the light with the objective lens. And also, you can collimate light with the collimator lens. And okay, as you know that with half-wave plate, then you can change the direction of the polarization, and with polarizing beam splitter, then you can adjust the beam ratio of two beams. But okay, in this software, the half-wave plate is a computer graphics, so you cannot touch, and it means that you cannot adjust the half-wave plate, angle of the half-wave plate. So we use another marker, which works like a dial or adjuster. So you can adjust the angle of the half-wave plate. Then you can change the polarization angle. Then you can change the beam ratio. And here is an optical power meter. So in this case, the user changing polarization angle, so the optical power of the transmitted light is continuously changing. So the screen says that the measured optical power. And also that we can do the same thing as a polarizer. And okay, I would show you the quick demo. I'm not sure it works. Okay. First, I need to find the laser. Which? Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm afraid autofocus doesn't work correctly. Okay. Let me try. Oh, no. It must be laser. Oh, but it shows power meter. Oh, collimator. Oh, multifunctional. Okay, now it's laser. And, oh. Yeah, this software is very delicate. Oops. Okay. You can see laser. And I turn on the light. Okay. And remember, it is totally safe. So I can aim my laser to you. Oh, it needs some training. Okay, anyway. So let me make a setup for a Danish hologram. First, I need to find the component. Yeah, I find object, hologram, and special feature. And yeah. Yes. Oops. Okay. Yeah, it looks it's okay, but doesn't work. Okay, so my excuse is because the room is dark, so it doesn't work. Okay, and if I put correctly, then this objective lens diverges the light, and here is a plate, and here is the object for hologram. Then, okay, it has a. And actually, it has a judge, so the program find that my setup is correct or not. And of course, you need a camera holder because I only can use a single hand. It's not good. Anyway, and also the good thing with this software, it has a so-called guided mode, or say you can cheat because. For example, if you want to make a setup for Danish hologram, and if you are a beginner and no idea how to arrange that, of course you can read a textbook, but this software has a cheating mode. So if you set a cheating mode, so there will be an image of the suggested alignment, so you can just put the component as directed. And as I said, that it has a judgment, so the software find your arrangement is good or not. And if the arrangement is bad, then the program tells which is wrong. Okay. And this is, as I told, guidance mode or cheating mode. So you can easily find how to arrange your setup. And this is guidance for the transfer hologram. It's a reflection type transmission. And after finishing arrangement, you can click some switch, then. Then some window is, but this is Japanese, but it says that it shows the angle of the hologram and the object beam and also the angle between the object beam and the reference beam, and it also shows the optical path difference and the power, exposure energy and the beam ratio. So we also evaluate our tool is effective or not. So we are teaching a Danish program for beginners, actually our student, and we measure the setup time with real optical components. So first, run, okay. So we divide our student two categories. One is with artificial reality learning and without artificial reality learning. So first, we explain about the optical setup, and one group uses this tool, this software. The other group is just reading a book. Then we bring the student to the lab, and the student setting up the optical component, and we measure the time, setup time, and also the setup is correct or not. So with AR learning, there are maybe nine students. And the mean time to build up is less than 3 minutes. And all students successfully set up. And without AR learning, so two students of seven, so total is seven, but the two students failure to set up correctly. And the setup time, the mean time is more than 5 minutes. It's quite different. So we believe our tool is very good to teach hologram setup. Okay, in conclusion, we simulating light propagation for visual understanding. I think it's very important part of our software. And adjusting light power is also possible. And judging correctness of setup and learning transfer is also implemented. And we evaluated the effectiveness of AR learning. So the beginners can learn basics of optical setup by themselves. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you, Hiroshi. Do we have any questions from the audience?
Yeah.
Please.
Does the laser have a coherence length that you can put in with the program? And does the beam path difference check against the coherence length of the laser?
Yeah. Actually, you can, of course, this is software, so you can set the coherence length of the laser. Now, of course, the software checks the difference of two beams. Oh, you mean that it's somewhere else?
The AR software.
AR?
Was it modified from something that exists?
Uh-huh. Actually, we use AR Toolkit. It's a software library. So we apply the AR Toolkit for the hologram setup. Yes.
Any other questions?
Is that software available somehow?
Pardon?
Is the software available for download?
Not yet. But if there are many requests, then we will consider. Yeah.
Thank you, Hiroshi.